I mean, you even like, what was the one line where it's like, I'll bottom for you? I was like,
oh yeah, that's the chorus, baby. Yeah, that, it's yeah, a yeah. Yes, ma'am. Ooh. Tell me what to do. No, I'm not a bottom, but I'll switch it up for you.
Yeah.
You know,
and that to me is probably one of the most masked. Listen, Blossom loves T for T love.
So, exactly.
I told you, you already got a theme song.
I am.
Make sure to download on Spotify.
That was the song. That was the song for
girls. I will watch this. I kid you not. I'm going to download. I'm loving every minute of this.
That song actually has a really funny story behind it. I came up with the chorus for the song in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
No way.
Because I was driving with some of my old roommates. Like, we were going through the Taco Bell driveway that was, like, nearby our old apartment. And they were both drunk. We had just come back from
the
club.
Wait, you're thinking of bottoming and Taco Bell? Hold on. That is a combination. I'm sorry. I just let me interrupt. That's a messy combination, but go on.
I wasn't getting the Taco Bell. The Taco Bell was not for me. It was for the drunk people in the car. I was the designated
driver. We're just clarifying
driver.
For folks.
But I had made...
All the bottoms are like, Taco Bell at the same time? Never. But go on.
Shout out to the bottom.
Yeah, and I forget exactly, but I pulled up to, like, the drive through window. We were all, like, kind of being a little rowdy in the car, and, like, I pulled up to the drive-through window with my roommates, and like, I ordered for them and everything, and the lady in the drive-through was like, will that be all for your order? And, like, I think it was just because I was tired. I didn't think about the way that I said it, but the reaction of everyone afterwards was, like, what made me come up with the idea for the song. Because
you said, yes, ma'am.
I did. I think it's because I was tired. So I guess I said it in a way that was like, yes, ma'am. And like, there was like a beat of silence from everybody, including the person in the drive thru. And then they were like, you could pull forward. And I was like, okay. And I was kind of confused. And then my roommates were like, why did you say it like that? And I was like, what do you mean? I'm tired. I'm just trying to fucking order a Taco Bell. And they were like, no, you were like, yes, ma'am. And like, you said it like a different way. And then from there, I was kind of like, maybe I should turn that into a song.
Yeah. Are you in partnership with anyone?
I am. Fun fact about that. The person I'm dating now, my partner, they were actually in my music video. And we started talking.
BTS behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh, I love
well,
it.
The thing is, on set, I've.
Well, we have to say that as a partner. Hello.
We're
excited to hear that.
Well, on set, it's really important for me to be professional. Like, I always try to strive to be professional in those spaces. I don't want, and just because it was like a sex filled music video, I was like, I don't want to overstep or like step over any boundaries. So that wasn't even on my radar. But like, we kept having little interactions where I would go over to one of my friends and I'd be like, is she flirting with me? I don't know. I don't know if it's playful or if it's just you or if it's like actual flirting. And they were like, you're being stupid. She's flirting with you. I was like, okay.
And then you walked up and said, yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, I'm not that smooth.
I heard you were the Rizzler, actually. That's the next conversation.
I'm here for all of it.
I can be smooth sometimes. You know, I'm not as smooth in person as I am in my music. And that's because when I'm writing my music and trying to be sexy, I can be in my own little studio space and I can figure out how to be sexy for like a couple hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have the privacy to be sexy in my own space and not trip over my words, and I can redo all my takes. So I get it. Like, it,
love it.
All of those fun little ad libs of me being like, yes, ma'am, on my track took several tries.
Well, just so you know, whenever I listen to it, I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I even catch myself saying that I would bottom, even though I'm not necessarily a bottom, but you've inspired me to consider it definitely through the song.
Thank you.
My wife loves that. Uh-oh, that's
shout out to
episode.
Shane's wife. We love Nicole.